Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh, 3444991000. George is on the line. Good evening, George.
Good evening.
Did you phone a bomb scare to your bank once to get out of paying a mortgage?
It wasn't to get out of paying a mortgage. It was to get out of explaining why my overdraft had risen so far and I hadn't paid it back and I didn't have any story to tell. So I arranged a bomb scare.
Did you ever, in 1985, in McDonald's in Tottenham Court Road, hand someone some tickets they had lost for a musical youth concert?
No.
Are you sure?
Certain.
Okay. Just someone phoned up and said that you did that.
No.
Did you get a random Irish busker who's never listened to the show before to phone up and harass us?
He didn't harass you.
You don't know.
He just asked the question because you perplexed me.
Why don't you ask the question?
So, well, I've never been called a nasty man in my life.
Oh, I think
you called me a nasty man.
I think you're very rude and inconsiderate and selfish. But I'm surprised that's not been mentioned before.
Well, you misjudge me very badly.
You misjudge me very badly?
No.
I don't think I do. You misjudge me very badly?
No, I'm almost 79-year-old... Jewish mystic who had some very strange experiences back in 1976.
Okay, and all I did was ask if there was perhaps another explanation, and you went off on one.
No, you called me nasty. You said
because you got nasty and rude.
Where have I been nasty and rude?
Probably just before I called you nasty. All I did was ask if there could possibly be another explanation. And you went crazy.
No, I am presenting myself at the moment as someone who supposes himself to be playing the part of the Spirit of Truth in John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13. I genuinely suppose that I'm playing that.
Okay, and I genuinely believe that you're not.
That's okay. You don't have to believe it, but you don't know that it's not true.
I'm allowed to question it, and that seemed to be where the problem was. You didn't seem to like being questioned about it.
No, you implied that I had
some sort of
mental breakdown.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I literally didn't. I asked if it were a possibility that perhaps it was mental health or drug-related. I didn't. There was no implication there, and it's interesting that you picked up an implication when I simply asked a question. Asking a question doesn't imply anything.
It's an anniversary for me today.
Is it the anniversary of something going tits up? I tell you what, why don't you say hello to Nigel?
Nigel, nice to speak to
hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, Nigel. I tried to get Ian to pass on a message to you the other day. I wanted you to tune in to a poem I wrote called Rainbow Land. Have you ever heard it?
No, I haven't. Are you able to send it to my Facebook so I can see the words?
If you Google YouTube...
Oh, yes.
Rainbow Land, Ian,
oh, right.
Ian Dury, because Ian recorded it for me.
Okay, I will do.
I would love you to put your music to it. It's got music to it at the moment. The music that is there at the moment was done by a guy called Dave Goodman, who did the Sex Pistols Anarchy in the UK. He produced that track. But it would be lovely if you liked
it. I'll try and find it later on, you know, or tomorrow. Okay, I wrote a song, Cyrus, which I've got here on my phone.
Nigel, could you go and stand in the one place in your house where you get a phone signal, please? And can I ask you, Nigel, to start every phone call just stood in that place? Because it seems that every time you call it seems that every time you call in, I have to ask you to go and stand in the place where you can get a phone signal. So if you
this is where I normally talk to you from. This is in the kitchen.
If you started the phone call there,
yes.
Angel, piss off is what I'll say to you. But just piss off, annoying person on Twitter.
I got a song I wrote about Miley Cyrus on my phone with an organ.
It's irrelevant how old someone is. If someone talks nonsense, I'll call them out for talking nonsense. So don't give me the, he's 79, just let it be, FFS.
You know how old Donald Trump is?
Yeah, exactly. Goodbye, Angel. Thanks very much. Go on, Nigel.
Who's Angel?
On Twitter. An annoying person on Twitter.
Have you spoken to Helen Grant recently?
No, I haven't, mate.
Oh, well, I've been handing out flyers all over the place of the photo, you know.
Okay.
Nigel, what prompted me to lead you in that direction of Rainbowland? You were talking about your mum and you thought that she was watching over you. You'd had a dream or something.
Well,
I think your mum is in Rainbow Land, so that's the link to the poem.
But I believe that she's guiding me.
Good.
And watching over me, because I have an awful lot to do, you know, sorting things out. And
I'm sure she is, Nigel.
Can I play this song before the battery goes in, please, Ian? Back to you. It's only very short, about 2 minutes.
Here we go.
I'm just starting it now. It's me singing along to the organ.
Hi, this is Nigel from Maidstone. This is a song I made 5 years ago. It's a
Nigel. Nigel, we can't hear
it. I have to start it again.
Yeah,
so
Nigel, could you sing along to it? Because we can't hear it. Not listening. Nigel!
It's okay.
Nigel, could you listen? Could you listen? Can you hear me? Nigel, can you sing along to it live? Because we can't hear
I will do. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Only when I listen to Miley's song, the best singer in the world. So many songs to me. Happy all the time, the world sings her song. Makes you happy too. Only when I sing to my song, great singer in the world. Only when I sing to Miley song, the best singer in the world. She makes me happy, she makes me happy. Songs to you, that was it.
It was very nice.
Okay, let me just say...
tune, isn't it?
It's absolutely great. It's absolutely great. Let me apologise. Hang on, Nigel, because I'm talking on my show. I shouldn't have told Angel to piss off. That was rude of me. Let me retract that immediately. That was rude of me. But just, you know, just let me do my job, okay? I shouldn't have spoken to you in that rude way. That was unnecessary, and I apologise, but, you know, you did say FFS. And I know what one of those F stands for. I don't know which one it is, but I know what one of them stands for, and when I find out. But I apologise, Angel, for speaking to you like that, but... You know. I think you're wrong. Let me just say. Right, Nigel, go on.
Yes. What was that again? Rainbow. George.
Rainbow Land.
Rainbow Land on YouTube.
Ian Dury.
Yes, Ian Dury. Yes.
Yeah.
And the words are on there. The tune. The words are on there. Are they?
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure you could put some lovely music to it.
A tune to it. Yeah. 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 And would that make number one, do you think, if it was processed? I think
it would have every chance.
Nigel, thanks for your call, mate. That was a really lovely song. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Nigel. Take care. And that's where I have a problem with you, George. That's where I actually have a problem and have to step in.
What's the problem?
The problem is Nigel struggles with things. And he's just asked you if that could get to number one, and you're telling him it would stand a good chance. That's where I have to step in, because that is manipulative and that is cruel.
I'm not looking for anything. I'm trying to give something away.
A vulnerable person specifically asked you a genuine, heartfelt question, could that get to number one?
Of course it could.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Rubbish.
Well,
dangerous, manipulative rubbish. I will not let you string a caller on like that. I've got
you
a lot of time
you
and respect.
Could help it
I've
get
got
to number
shut up.
One.
Now you're talking rubbish, right?
Why am I talking
because
rubbish?
Because Nigel is a very precious soul who asks questions that the child would ask and believes in the answers, and you've given him false hope. Shame on you, George. Shame on you. You should know better. I won't let you do it on my show. If you want to get in touch with him and do it privately, that's another matter. But I really would expect better from someone
this
like you.
Shame on you. This is going to be my penultimate call. No.
It's your ultimate call. Thanks for your time, George. I'm not having him... Listen, lie to me, bullshit me, do all that. That's fine. I'm not having him string Nigel on like that. Nigel needs to be protected, right, from people like that. Is it going to get to number one? Yeah, sure, it could do. Nah, I'm not having that, George. I'm not having that. Is that too much, Catherine?
No, because the worry is with Nigel is that because of the financial problems is that he could start pinning hopes on it and starting, you know.
Yeah. I'm not having that.
Be really careful.
Not having that at all. I've got a duty to protect some of these people, and I will not have George. George, you can call in, but also don't dictate this is going to be my penultimate call. We're a load of old rubbish. If you want to call in, but you're going to be challenged, and I will not let you manipulate and lie to and lead on. You claim to be a spiritual person, and yet you're going to lie to someone like that, someone who believes that stuff. Someone who, when I recorded a song, thought that we were going to make hundreds of thousands of pounds. I sent him 35 quid out of my own pocket, because we made about 25 quid. You can't do it, mate.
He did get quite distressed about it, thinking he was going to hit it big time, didn't he?
Can't do it, George. Sorry, mate, not on this show. Go and do it on Dotton's show. Go and do it somewhere else where you get even less time and less freedom, not having it on my show. Chris is coming up next. This is Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
What's going on? Something's happening to me. There's a chemical imbalance taking place in my brain that is causing me to... I think I was right there with George to call him out for that, definitely. That was actually quite unpleasant, the way he blithely led Nigel on. But I'm getting angry and snappy at things when I wouldn't normally get angry and snappy. And I felt a little bit down today. Don't quite know why. A little bit because the boys have gone and so the house is empty. But something's... My chemicals are imbalanced, so I apologise for being a dick the last 15 minutes or so. So it just felt like a weird show today. It just felt like I've not quite got up to speed yet.
Oh, well, there have been too many funny bits.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I know.
I want to cry. Isn't that funny? Yeah. I want to cry. And I will go home and I will do that, and that's absolutely fine.
It's frustrating. But you've had a really long weekend with the kids, and And the thing is about you is that you don't just sit around the house and chill out.
Yeah.
You're on the go the whole time.
I've had 8 weeks of feeling excellent.
Yeah.
And...
be fine.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, dear listener. We may have been uncomfortable listening. I don't know. 0344 499 1,000. Let's go to Chris. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chris.
How are you?
Excellent, mate. But what can we do for, as I just said, what can we do for you?
Sometimes I feel a little bit sorry for that Rainbow George, but he does sound a pain in the arse, doesn't he?
Sometimes I feel sorry for him as well.
Some of the things he spouts off about.
Okay. Well, George isn't here now, so what have you called in about, Chris?
Oh, I do apologise, sorry. Right. I rang in because even though he was kind enough to say that, give me a free ticket to go and watch you and Catherine down in Bath next month, I don't think I can make it.
Okay, mate, well, that's a shame. Any reason
why?
No,
I'd love to go. You know, I love listening to your show. But they were. See, I've booked another show. Swansea Grand Theatre.
Sorry? What? Hang on. What? Sorry?
He's got something better to do.
What? Who are you seeing instead of us?
You better be Shirley Bassey or something.
Jones and Wendell.
That's racist, that is, Carolyn.
Why?
Carolyn. It is racist, Carolyn.
Sorry.
It's very sexist of you not to remember my name.
I know, I'm terrible at that.
It's racist, Carolyn.
I've had ex-girlfriends, I've called them...
Carolyn, racist Carolyn.
Inappropriate names.
Okay. Who are you going to see?
Rob Brydon, Lee Mack, and David Mitchell.
Doing what? Kissing each other.
Mixed martial arts.
Is it MMA? With David Mitchell?
Say again.
Cage fighting.
With David Mitchell? Is it karate with David Mitchell?
Well,
is it capoeira?
With David Mitchell?
Is it in the Grand... Swansea Grand Theatre, so...
Yeah. Thai boxing.
It's
with David Mitchell?
Well, it might surprise me, actually. They might have a sort of a cage fighting ring in the Grand, which I've never seen before.
On the 7th of September, when me and Catherine Bath?
No, it's not. It's on the 20th of September.
Right. So because you're going to see a show, you're going to go and see a jiu-jitsu show with David Mitchell on the 20th of September, you can't come and see a free show because we're giving you a ticket to see me and Catherine on the 7th of September. I'm a little bit confused
make me
by
feel
that, buddy.
Guilty now. Don't...
Looking forward to this explanation.
It's like 13 days off. Are you going to walk it or something?
Well, I used to love mountain biking.
Okay.
Many years ago.
Okay.
With David Mitchell.
I've still got the Sky Plus to watch.
It's beautiful.
So why can't you come to our show that's 13 days before the other show you're going to that you said was the reason you couldn't come to our show?
I told you the other night I get scared when I my French friend, she's not coming with me. I booked myself into the Hilton Hotel, and then I end up getting lost.
Okay. Well,
and get
just say you don't. Just say you don't fancy coming.
Well, you can't face it. That's okay.
That's okay.
Right. I know Bath. Or Bath. How do you pronounce it?
Bath.
Bath.
How do you pronounce scones?
Bath.
Or
Bath.
Bath.
Scones or scones?
Bath. It's Bath.
Bath.
Right, you both
Bath.
over each other now.
Bath.
B-A-T-H.
Bath.
Is it B-A-T-H-E?
That's
Bath. We both agree on that.
Okay, so you're not coming. Okay, that's okay. No worries, man.
No. I didn't say I wasn't coming.
You literally did.
I thought you
literally did say you weren't coming.
I said I'm... Right, so...
You put up by saying I can't come because I'm going to go and see Kung Fu, the Shaolin Monks with David Mitchell. And now you're saying that you might come.
Well...
It doesn't matter. Chris, you don't owe us anything. It doesn't matter. That's a shame. We'd have liked to have seen you.
I come along with my white cane. You know, it's not like a fashion item for me.
Yeah, I know blind people have white canes. I get it.
Oh, where am I going now?
Chris, it's fine. We're sorry that you won't be there. We would like to meet you. We'd like to meet your white cane. But you're not coming, and that's fine. That's cool. Go and see David Mitchell doing martial arts. That's fine, mate. Honestly, that's fine. I hope you enjoy it.
So where's this little place? Is it in the centre of Bath?
It's not any of your business if you're not coming to it.
Oh, so you're banning
him now? It's classified information only for those...
He thinks you're banning him now.
It's classified information only for those who are prepared to actually come to the venue. We can't just give out the address of the Rondo Theatre willy-nilly in case a jihadist gets hold of the information.
So where's the Rondo Theatre? Is it close to the Hilton Hotel in Bath?
I'm afraid I don't know where the Hilton Hotel in Bath is.
Well, it's on the main sort of... It's near Waitrose.
Ah, right. I still don't know where that is.
Oh, right.
Okay. Chris, it's absolutely fine you're not coming. Maybe you pop along. We tend to be in Bath once a year, so maybe we'll see you next year.
Oh, I'm going to come up there and wind you up.
So you're going to come on the 7th?
I'm going to have to get my fears out of myself.
Okay, get your fears out of yourself.
Pardon?
Get your fears out of yourself.
Oh, I do it by... Sorry, I'm going Welsh now. I my fears are terrible. I think,
Listen, Chris, see how you feel. No pressure. If you don't fancy it, then...
No, I'd love to... Because, honestly, I have watched one of your shows on one of your streaming things.
One of
you've
them,
done.
Gosh. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. All right, Chris, I'm losing the will to live, mate. Maybe we'll see you, maybe we won't. Thanks for your call.
What?
0344 499 1000. I'm just losing the will to live. Good God, let's play a trail.
Drive with Dan Wootton on Talk Radio. Join me, Dan Wootton, every Friday afternoon at Drive Time on Talk Radio and kick off your weekend with a heady mix of politics, celebrity gossip and big-name interviews from the worlds of current affairs, music and entertainment, including guests like this, country legend Dolly Parton.
My first hit was called Dumb Blonde. Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb, because this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool.
Chat like this, Spice Girl Emma Bunton is here.
Oh, so can't wait to get back into a rehearsal studio and be together.
And even a bit of this. And it's time for the superstar that is Pink.
Nope, I'm still just a dork.
Drive with Dan Wootton.
Tomorrow afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's take calls straight to air for the last half an hour show. Very strange vibe, slightly dark vibe. That's just the way it goes sometimes, man. That's just the way it goes. Lance says, way to go, Ian. Bullying a mental old guy make you feel good. Don't it make you feel good?
He's mental.
I think he's calling you a mental old guy, Catherine.
Gosh.
Villa says, I agree with what you said to George. You know your regular causing. You know when you need to help them pull them up. Pete says, I think you were right to lay down the law with George, but I feel like he probably does believe half the stuff he says. That says, if I had a choice of seeing Rob Brydon and Ian Lee, I'd know I'd go for Rob Brydon. But it's not a choice, you absolute pudding. But
they're 2 weeks apart.
Yes. Crying out loud.
I don't think that's the issue anyway.
No, he's a nervous guy. I don't know. 03444991000. Steve Jobs is alive.
What?
Yeah.
Does his wife know?
Conspiracy theorists. Got to love the old conspiracy theorists, haven't you, Line 1?
I think you were right to lay down the law with George Biden.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Could you turn your radio off, please?
I have a choice of seeing Rob. Yes. Yeah.
Alexa, off.
You're on the
Hello?
Air. Hello, what can we do for you?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Now, I've got really nervous because I've never, ever, ever done this before.
That's okay. There's nothing to be nervous about. There's no rush. Just you, me and Kath having a chat. Don't know who you are, don't know your name, don't know anything about you, and that's you can keep it that way if it makes it easier.
Are you Ian?
Yeah.
You don't sound like
him. No, I sound different on the phone.
Hello, Ian.
Hello. Who's this?
Mel.
Hello, Mel. What can we do for you?
I don't want to bring your show down. I'm in a... I'm not in a good place at the moment.
Don't worry about bringing the show down. It's kind of down anyway. In what way not in a good place?
Depression, anxiety-wise.
So what's going on for you today?
Am I really talking to Ian?
Yeah, yeah. Kath's here as well. Say hello, Hi. Kath.
Yeah, I am.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Silly, isn't it? What's happening, Mel?
It's been happening for a long time, mate.
Yeah.
And I think you've been through every phase I've been through.
There might be similarities, but everyone's journey is unique. What's been happening for you? What's happened for you today? Why have you decided to pick the phone up today?
More than one reason.
Okay, well, pluck one out of the air and tell us.
Over the last few weeks, it's about the only 3 hours that give me any solace in the day.
Blimey.
Your show, you and Kat.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're getting some solace in the day. That's something.
Yeah. And when your show finishes, You know when your gut heart sinks straight down into your gut.
A lot of people get that when they hear Paul Ross. I know. I'm teasing. I know what you mean, and Paul will know what you mean as well. But so what? I'm still slightly confused, Mel. What? Why have you called?
Am I live on the radio?
You're live on the radio. Yeah, this is going out now to literally 8 people.
How many?
A little bit more than 8, maybe about 60,000 on a good night.
Oh, I don't bloody care.
Who cares? Who cares? So go on, what? Has something prompted this phone call today? Has something happened, or have you... why are you calling?
It's just one... I think it's just one day too many of those bloody days.
Yeah, yeah.
Which have been going on for weeks and months and...
It can be a slog, can't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to say something funny now, and I can't think of anything funny.
What? Neither can me and Kath, yet we still blag our way. Can I ask, have you taken any drugs or anything tonight?
What, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
Oh, okay. Have you had a drink or anything?
I've had a little drink.
Okay, there we go. I knew that. I'm not saying you're out of it or anything. I just knew there was a slight relaxed vibe to this call. I just wanted to make sure I knew what we were dealing with.
You know, it's weird. My body doesn't feel relaxed. I'm shaking.
Yeah,
I'm...
Your voice sounds relaxed.
Does my voice sound
Your
relaxed?
Your voice sounds very, very relaxed, yeah.
It's because I'm talking to a nice person. And there's a lot of nice people. In this journey, see, I call depression the beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this journey, I've met some wonderful people.
There are some very, very good people out there.
There are. I'm just at the point, though, where nobody knows what to do with me. I have no family. I've got a son, and he's struggling because he's seeing his mum get worse and worse.
Yeah. How old's your son?
He's 21.
Okay. So, all right, well...
He lives with me.
Okay, but he is at an age where he can also take care of himself.
To a point,
but it's not
because
like...
Because I did everything for years.
Yeah, but it's not like you've got a 7 or 8-year-old that's seeing it. It's a 21-year-old, and it's hard work for a 21-year-old young man to see their mum ill. I know, I've been there, but I'd rather a 21-year-old than a 7-year-old.
Yes.
So what do you want... What do you want to change in your life?
I want to get out of this depression.
Okay, and but what does that mean? What does that mean?
I had a lot of years. Depression hit me when I was 37.
Yeah.
I was always an anxious child and had difficulties, but I never hit depression. I was never, you know, on any medication for depression or anything like that. But when I was 37, it hit me.
Mm.
It was postnatal depression.
Mm.
And then I got a few years better from that, and it hit me again when my marriage broke up.
How long ago did your marriage break up?
Might seem a long time ago, but it seems like yesterday, but it was 14 years ago.
Yeah, well, it can be devastating for a really long time. Are you seeing a doctor? Have you spoken to a doctor about this?
But I don't think they even know what to do. They don't know what to do because it's impacted on me very badly physically. I can't eat. It's not anorexia, it's not bulimia, but it is very psychological and physiological.
Mm.
I know that. And I just can't out eat. I try and eat and I'm sick every time I eat. I don't know whether you ever had that.
No.
Ian.
I would lose my appetite sometimes with depression. But I certainly didn't throw up. I just lost my appetite and was unable to eat. So how come you've managed to survive so far? Because you have survived, and it's amazing you survived, and you brought your son up, and that is a tough gig. So what do you think has made you get through all of this up until now?
Love for my son.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say to you, Mel. All I can tell you is it can change and it can get better. I don't know how it will change and what needs to be done for it to get better for you, But I know from my own personal experience that things can change and that you you can be happy.
You inspire me.
Okay, well, that's very kind. Thank you. I would suggest you also look for others to inspire you, and that can be in art or in music or in friendship or in fiction or in... There are some great... I read some great books about depression when I was at my lowest. Some really, really good books.
Ian, can I butt in a minute?
You can butt in a minute, Mel, yes.
Because of my malnutrition, I've got optic nerve damage. Okay. And I lost my eyesight.
Oh, blimey. Well, you can get audiobooks.
Well, that is something to do when I can get myself to get... I mean...
Maybe your son could download a couple of audiobooks for you.
Hopefully.
Why don't you ask him? Here's a scam. I'm going to teach you a scam, which I shouldn't really be telling, right? But there's a website called Audible, right? And
yeah.
you join up and they give you an audio book for free, right? And you join up for free. It's free for the first month. They give you an audio book. You download it. You can then cancel it immediately and send that book back. So you keep it, but they then give you another audio book for free. You can do that a couple of times and then you can cancel your membership. So you can get 2, 3, 4 audiobooks for free and you cancel your membership. And I'm sure a 21-year-old man could work out how to do that.
He's struggling. Mm.
Yeah, he could work out how to download a couple of books for his mum.
Hopefully,
yeah. If you ask him, I'm sure he could.
Hopefully.
I
don't like to ask him to do anything for me.
Okay. Well, that's your choice. I think that's a pretty easy thing you could ask him to do, that with even the barest minimum of computer knowledge, he could do.
Oh, he's got a lot. He's very...
Beautiful. I'm sure he'd be happy to do it.
He's very okay on that.
Yeah. Mel, listen, keep listening. We're here every Monday to Friday, as you know, and you're welcome to call in any time you want. Have you tried the Samaritans?
Yes.
Yeah? How did that go for you?
Yeah, it's helped a few times.
Yeah.
I try not to do it too much. I mean, I am very lonely because I lost my eyesight last year, and yeah. I also, my mum and dad both died last year within 2 months of each other.
Blimey. You've had a really bad run of it.
It's just been a lot to take on. I think it would be for anybody that wasn't already depressed, but I was already ill before they died.
It's a lot to take on, and you've done really, really well. I hope this doesn't sound patronising, because I mean it. You've done really, really well to have survived. And you should be very proud of that, because not everyone would have survived. And you have. So well done.
And I want to say, I know, because you've got your head round it now.
Yeah.
But be proud of yourself.
I'm very proud of myself.
There's a lot of shit in your life, mate, and I'm sorry I swore.
That's all right. Is shit a swear word these days? Hey, listen, Mel, it's really nice to talk to you. Thank you for listening to me and Catherine. We will treasure this phone call, and I hope we get to speak to you soon.
Okay, my love.
Take care.
You both take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good night, Mel.
Thank you, Mel. I appreciate that. That was a tough phone call to make, and you made it. And you're alive, and we celebrate that. We'll take calls straight to air till the end of the show. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Call straight to air for the last few minutes of the show. Hello, line one, you're on the wireless. Oh, no, you're not. I've not got the fader up. Hello, line one, you're on the wireless now.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Line 1.
It's Val.
Hello, Val.
Hiya. How are you doing?
Very, very well. What can we do for you tonight, Val?
I just thought I'd say hello.
Hello. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Short and sweet. I like it. Let's go to Line 2. Hello, Line 2. You're on the wireless.
Hello.
Oh, blah. Hello, Line 2.
Sorry to ring you again, Ian.
That's OK, Chris. Let's make it snappy.
OK, very quickly. OK, I was just listening to that woman, and she was saying she's losing her sight.
Yes.
And I felt a bit sorry for her. You was telling her about audio books and things. I used to teach blind and partially sighted to people.
Yes.
And I still know technology that, you know, you can help when your sight is going or gone.
Yeah.
So it's not... So I felt slightly sad for her, actually.
Okay.
So I do apologise for ringing you up again.
That's okay.
So, I don't know, there's like RNIB she could ring up or...
Yeah, I'm sure. There are plenty of places that will help people in that position, Chris, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that. Let's go to Line 2. 2, you're on the wireless.
Hey, Ian.
Hello, Line 2.
Ian, I don't know where to begin, really. It was just an impulsive call, this one, just to say that I'm kind of returning to talk radio after quite a long time being away. I've discovered, obviously, you're back on here over the last week or so, and you just need to be told that what you're doing is invaluable, particularly with callers like Mel, and even what she's doing as well. What a caller. I mean, she does this. You realise how she's helping other callers, or listeners rather, as well, because there are so many people out there. I'm not going to mention the B word, but we keep hearing the repetitive stuff. Listen, you and I grew up listening to London's talk radio station, as it was the only one at the time. But you know what? It's pretty much non-existent now, the competition. And no, really, we should be talking about this stuff more.
I listen, me and Kath agree. That's why we called this show The Late Night Alternative, not because it's some crazy, wacky name, but because we genuinely believe that we want to present an alternative to... I mean, what? OK, so we do a phone-in for 3 hours about Brexit. Well, so what? That doesn't achieve anything. Nothing changes. It's just a chance to scare people and get people angry. People like Mel... you're right, that's what's important. That's what's important. You mix it up with a bit of laughter and a little bit of nonsense and a bit of silliness... That's what's important.
Exactly. I mean, we can all set the agenda, but again, there's clearly one out there that people need, want, and the fact that you accommodate it the way you do. Again, I've only recently learned that you've been through a lot yourself personally. Dare I say, I wasn't a great follower of yours back in the early days of your career on
you
talk-based radio. But clearly, you're just a human being like everyone else, and no one, no matter how great and perfect they present themselves, that facade, you know, they walk away. We've read it all before with the people that have been film stars, that sort of thing. When they crawl back to their abode, they're just like you and me.
Have we spoken before?
We haven't, Ian. No.
Oh, and, your voice sounds really familiar. That's all.
Oh, well, hopefully you've come across a couple of my attempts to get something going online personally, because it's always good. Again, I've used, shall we say, live streaming, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I've had a bit of a tough year. I don't want to make this about me.
No,
I've been through something that I've only heard again over the, 4 or so decades that I've tuned into this type of radio.
Yeah.
I've been through something that the system has bestowed upon me when it comes to being a father, a new father.
Yeah.
I'm happy to just leave it at the fact that my son has been in care since the third day on planet Earth, he's now 13 months old. We're still dealing with it. It's a very long thing that I couldn't even begin to go in doing now. But at the end of the day, look, I'm speaking with you now.
I just count myself lucky. It's too easy to forget that just somewhere not too far along the road from where you are now, there's someone else in far more dire straits.
Mate, it's nice to talk to you. I hope we get to speak again, and thank you for your call.
I'll call again. Thanks, Ian.
Cheers, man. There you go. Thank you very much indeed. Isn't it funny? Your voice sounds familiar, but we've never spoken. Mm. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Let us go to line three. Three, you're on the wireless.
Is that myself?
That's you.
It's me. Hey, Ian, all right.
I'm all right.
It was just a quick call. I've never rung your show before. I spoke to Paul a few times.
Yeah.
It was just to commend you, really, and I handled that call with, was her name Mel?
With Mel, yeah.
I just thought you handled that brilliantly. It's one of my many failings, I suppose, that I'm really rubbish at dealing with people when they're upset and, you know, maybe they need a shoulders to cry and or a bit of a
it's tough to know what to say. It's tough to know what to say, and I find it easier dealing with men than women in those situations, and I'm not sure if I was particularly great with Mel, but I appreciate what you're saying. Thank you, man.
All right, cheers, mate.
It's a nice call. Thank you. And also, if you don't know what to say in those situations, never feel bad about it. It's not a bad thing. It's I only know. I don't know this stuff.
People aren't ringing you up for you to fix them.
No. One or two, I think. But line three, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath. It's Cara.
Hello, Cara. Are you in the same room as the telephone?
Yeah, why is it bad?
It's really quiet.
You sound really far away.
You sound tiny.
I am tiny. I'm only 5 foot. Can you hear me now?
That would be it. You sound 5 foot.
I sound 5 foot. Is it really bad?
No, it's not really bad. It's fine. What you got for us, Cara?
Okay. Well, just a quick one, obviously, because I know you're near in the end of the show.
Yes.
But this is quite a hard call to make, but I'm just kind of hoping it might help somebody out there.
Yeah.
Am I able to share something quickly with you?
Yeah, of course you can. Go on.
Well, for the past 3 years, I've suffered terribly with depression as well. And I did tell you before briefly that I was burgled and assaulted while I was in my house.
Yeah.
And that took me on a downward spiral, and it just been awful. My children were suffering, everything was suffering because of the way I was. So New Year's Eve last year, I decided to take that control back. And it may seem silly, but I messaged the guy who did it. I found him on Facebook, and I messaged him. Can I read you the message? There's no names or anything.
Please do.
It just says, "Hi, I don't know if you'll see this, and if you do, I don't expect a reply, as that would take guts. You may remember me." Sorry, I'm a bit like...
Yeah.
"I am the woman you chose to rob and assault on the 31st of October 2016 at 1:15 p.m. Yes, this date and time has been etched into my memory. I don't know your reasons for what you did that day. You must have been pretty desperate to do something so stupid. My reason for this message is since that day I've been like a prisoner in my own home. You took so much more than money from myself and my children that day. I was a strong, independent woman and you broke me. I was put on medication for post-traumatic stress disorder and lived in fear. I say lived as this is now not the case. It's taken time, but I've fought my way back and I now feel stronger than ever. I faced you alone. I stopped you from taking the little we have built up over the years, and I won. You got the punishment you deserved. Now it's time for me to let go and move on for good. I wish you no harm. I actually pity you. Most importantly, I forgive you. Not for you, but for the sake of myself and my family. I hope you're staying out of trouble and have learned something, anything, from what you did that day. You have the chance to turn your life around and make your family proud. Don't let them down again. Happy New Year."
Oh, mate!
Mic drop.
Cara, that's amazing. On at least seven levels, I've picked up what the amazing stuff there. That's incredible.
I'm shaking as I'm even reading it out.
I bet you are. So you sent that?
Yeah, I sent it.
Did you get a reply?
I never got a reply. No,
no. That's almost irrelevant.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because I've said it. I've got it out there. And do you know what? Since that day, it's obviously not gone. It's never going to go away. But I've changed a lot in myself since then. I thought, do you know what? No, I'm not that person. I'm not that pathetic woman. And you're not doing that to me. He's 2 years older than my daughter, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So it's all about how you react, how you've got to decide that that's enough and it's time to turn your life around. And it does work. Believe me, it does work.
Wow.
I have nothing to add to that apart from that's one of the most incredible things I've ever heard, that what you wrote there.
Don't mess with a 5-foot woman.
No, that's an example of that thing that we've been trying to drum home recently, personally, which is you can't control other people's behaviour, but you can exactly control your reaction to it.
How you react to it, precisely. And for too long, I was sleeping with a crowbar. My children saw me doing that.
Yeah.
The slightest noise, and I'd jump, and I'd be crying all the time. And I thought, who are you? I didn't even recognise myself. But since I've sent that message, it's just changed. It's changed in my head. I've turned it around, and now I'm starting to go out of the house more. And, you know, I mean, I go outside the front door now, even when it's dark. Do you know what I mean? It's just not... I walk the dog. I wouldn't do that before.
You're amazing. Yeah. You're amazing. And that's brilliant. I'm really, really pleased you shared that with us, and I feel honoured to have heard you read that out. So thank you.
Thank you. I just hope it can help someone, you know? Yeah. Love to everyone, you guys and all your callers.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much indeed. Come in, Paul. Whoa, that was amazing. That was amazing. My old Paul is getting in position. Let's just take one more quick call. Hello, line two. You're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, line two. We haven't got much time, I'm afraid, so make it snappy.
That's all right. I wasn't planning on calling, but it's been quite a heavy show, so I thought I'd cheer you both up with a bit of a... Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.